Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Misha, I'm like Jesus Christ on the cross. It's all about, it's just all about persecution and absorbing the persecution. It's like what he did. It's kind of like how I wait 10 hours for you on your makeup. Or I tolerate your messy room.
Then why don't you go fuck Jesus Christ?
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality gaze. Let's love.
Who knew that this asshole was going to make me feel bad for Megan Fox News or whatever woman?
I felt bad for her last week.
Poor Misha.
And y'all, don't come at us about who she follows. I could have told you
we
that.
We know who she follows, yeah. I don't really feel sorry for her when I think about who she follows. But still.
But I could have... I don't wish this man on anyone, though.
But I don't. Agreed. He's gross.
Even more than that, this man...
I absorb Christ.
This man needs to... This man has... feelings like no one else has. Okay. This man has special feelings that
I
we need
you were
to be
say something inappropriate.
No, this man has feelings that need to be respected because no one else's feelings have ever met, except for Riley's maybe. They can both go to the men's rights conference together. you'll see Nicola and Riley both speaking at your local men's rights conference. Because men matter more today than ever, and they're just not getting their due.
This is reality gaze. This is reality gaze.
I'm still worried that someone's going to think I'm not being satirical.
They know.
I worry about it every time I say it.
Someone's going to message you. Y'all, this is reality gaze. My name's Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
Say it so people
and
can...
And I'm Poodle!
Thank you. A.K.A. Jake Anthony. Lives on Stonebriar Lane.
Stonebriar. That's the country club I used to frequent with my third husband.
The address is 1569.
6969.
Y'all, this is your part two of Before the 90 Days of season 6, episode 8. I don't think we have a name.
Misunderstood.
Oh, we do.
I should have said that. Misunderstood. I had to look up this movie. I did not know what it was because they're all movie names this season.
Oh.
You didn't know that?
I guess we haven't really talked about it. No, we haven't.
Fatal Attraction.
Oh, yep. Misunderstood. What's this movie about? Is it like Babel? That's not about the Tower of Babel?
What did we get into, though? It was on Ignited UK.
It is UK.
And you thought that movie with Brad Pitt was a biblical retelling,
yes!
a telling of the biblical story.
It's called Babel.
I think that movie would have been one note because it's just people who, like, they gave the Tower of Babel, and then God said, now we're going to make it that you can't understand each other, all the different languages.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of the explanation for why people speak different languages, because of sin.
Wouldn't have been a problem if they were all gay men, because they all still would have fucked anyway. Everybody would have gotten along.
You don't need to speak the same language.
Let there be peace on earth.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
And let it ooh, 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 ooh.
Anyway. Misunderstood.
What's that movie about?
That is a Gene Hackman movie. I had to look this up.
I love Genie.
It's Gene Hackman. I don't know if he's ever called that. Gene Hackman raising two children in Tunisia, where his job is.
Oh.
And because his wife has died, and the children are having different kind of a time. They're having a time.
Okay.
Henry, what's his name? The one who played Elliot in E.T.
Henry Ford.
That's not his name.
Henry Linkletter.
That's the Nazi who invented the assembly line. Henry Thomas. Thank you.
So the plot line is just him living life with two sons?
I think it's more complicated than that.
No, I actually enjoy that. It's like, I feel like in the 70s and even 60s, films were amazing, but if you read the synopsis, it wasn't...
The scope wasn't huge.
It wasn't what we have now.
Right.
Like, I watched, it was a while ago. What's that movie with what's-his-name and the blonde woman who's on Sophie's Choice? Meryl Streep.
Meryl Streep. Again.
Dustin Hoffman.
That blonde woman who's on Sophie's Choice is not Meryl Streep.
I didn't say what's her name.
That's true.
Dustin Hoffman.
Kramer.
What's that movie about? Just people getting
divorced.
That's it. It was great.
That's the log line. That was the pitch.
What's this movie about, Harold? Just divorce. Okay, great. Sell it.
Well, it's kind of like Marriage Story, the Adam Driver, Scarlett Johansson. What's that movie about? Two people breaking up.
That's it. I appreciate movies like that.
A lot of people I know, they're like, I hated that movie. It was so bleak. It was rough. I'm like, I thought it was actually interesting how these two people, even through a horrible breakup of a marriage, found some type of way. It was an interesting look at it.
Yeah. Why are you looking above me up
I don't
the ceiling?
Know.
Don't you give me another moth.
I went,
which, by the way, y'all, if you're wondering, if you're listening, you're going, we're reminding you where your intimate portrait is. I'm still recovering from surgery, so the doctor gave me a month. So
I had to take
August.
Pepto to look at him. So
yeah, exactly.
It's going to be another
right
week.
Now. Yeah, my eyes are still taped open. I can't blink.
Actually, he has a hideous sty beneath his
eye. I do, from putting cream on my eye so I don't get an infection. So
I can see its heart beating.
It is. So anyway, you'll get the video in August for the intimate portraits.
Hopefully.
If I'm not ready to show my face.
I'll be the judge.
If I'm not ready, I won't do it.
I'll just have to get someone else.
Fine by me. Just get an actual Muppet and I'll move
I
its mouth.
I wonder if Christina could put a picture of like Clarabel the Clown on your face.
Okay.
Anyway, we listen to the announcements on the first show.
We've got it coming at you. 90 Day UK is going to one episode a week this week, so you're not going to get Raw Dog with three episodes. Love During Lockup, y'all. It's wonderful. Check it out. You get it. You got it on the public feed last week.
For one episode.
A try before you buy. If you're interested in that, you can subscribe at the $8, the whole enchilada tier on RG Plus, which is available on Apple subscriptions, Patreon, or Supercast.
For those of you who are asking, where, Carl, the gays, where's my below deck? Well, you can thank the 90 Day Fiancé producers who've decided to raw dog us in every hole.
which we normally enjoy. Which
you
know what? I actually.
Even my urethra.
Yeah, even. They're just.
They're sounding.
Sounding. That's what it's called. Gross.
Someone's going to look up sounding.
Don't do it at work. But I will say, they are. Usually I enjoy a raw dogging in every orifice. And. This is enjoyable because all the content is very good
right
now. I agree.
I'm I don't want it to wear on us. But so that's one of the reasons. And they notified us, or we found out they would be dropping two episodes like they did for the end of Below Deck Sailing Yacht. And y'all, we're just not having any part of it. It's too much content.
It's too much. I gotta be honest. I feel like sometimes too Below Deck. I enjoy watching that show sometimes more than recapping.
I think I enjoy it more than recapping it. I
like watching it a lot.
I enjoy Med much more. Because
yeah,
of Sandy's.
Sandy makes it uncomfortable.
Yeah. It's a better recap. But even OG this season was tough. But we had Sandy.
Yeah, oh no, I enjoyed that season. Maybe we'll just do the Sandy seasons. We'll see. Or we might not do any more at all. Or
how
maybe
we,
we'll do Winter
we
House
a,
with
Alex.
How about
we have a planning meeting?
We can do Winter House now that Alex is on it. He's probably shirtless.
And Malia and Katie.
Katie wow.
Fletty.
Wow. We're not going to watch Winter House.
No. Mm-mm. That's just who fucks who.
Who's fucking who?
Quid pro ho.
Quid pro ho.
A bunch of quid pro ho.
I think I might make a t-shirt of that. I might contact them. I think our link works for merch, does it? I don't even know.
Yes!
Just Google Reality Gaze merch.
I put
find
it up 3 times. God damn it.
We want to remind everybody that our interview with She Pivots aired. You should have checked that out. Your Bicurious options are up. Be sure
Your
to
poll
vote.
Is up on,
it's still up,
on Supercast.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's or is it done now?
No, it should be up until probably Wednesday.
Okay. So check that out. Our YouTube Live is going to be on July 30th.
Yes.
For the people at the $15 tier.
That's Sunday at
4 p.m.
4 p.m.
Pacific time.
Pacific. Yeah. 7 p.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm. I think that's it. That's all we got. Let's
11 p.m. Greenwich Meridian time.
You can't
we have
do
UK
that now
sissies.
That you're We do. We do. But now that you're traveling, you're going to think you're all worldly. I saw Monterey.
I'm worldly like Misha.
You are.
How'd you know I was going to Monterey?
Because you sent it to our email at our business account. So now I'm getting all these emails about Monterey. I'm like, I don't care about this shit. No, it was beautiful. You have to go to the aquarium. If you do anything in Monterey, you've got to go to the aquarium.
Yeah, we might just stay in there and fuck.
Well, you can actually in the
aquarium,
In the room where they're all the best room is the jellyfish. It's dark.
Oh,
so it's real dark. Y'all could just go in a
Perfect.
Corner and just fuck to some jellyfish, and then they're going.
That's a little too kinky for me.
Anyway, I have been before. You want some recommendations?
No.
You always offer to me when I don't ask.
You know what? I would like some recommendations, and then I can reject or accept them.
Okay. There
I
you
go.
I
preferred that. Thank you.
Yeah, okay. I'll be interested to think what you think of Carmel. Now, I can tell you where to go if you want to see where Doris Day lived. That's a drive, but I did it.
Maybe that's why the relationship.
I think that was the end. I don't think my ex wasn't really into that. Yeah. Probably
didn't help.
Yeah.
Didn't help.
If your boyfriend's not excited about seeing Doris stay with you, her house, then he's the wrong one. Anyway.
Can you stop
Gino
moving
and
things
Jasmine
around?
Might be celebrating a break. I'm just getting comfortable. I can't.
No,
even,
I see.
I don't think
cords.
Your air conditioning is working very well today. It's very stuffy in here.
I turned it down.
Well, I'm still hot.
You want me to turn it down more?
No, it's fine.
I want to make sure you're comfortable.
No, I'm fine. I don't want to get too cold and then need a blanket. I'll just suffer for it through it.
Good. You're like Christ on the cross.
I am. Just like Nikola. I'll absorb it all. God, hate that guy.
Can you imagine? Oh, I despise him.
I mean, galal hate.
Can you imagine if someone said that to you? I would have laughed in his face.
I would have said, then go fuck Christ. I would have said that to him. And I don't mean to be sacrilegious, y'all. I'm not trying to be inflammatory. But it did, like, if you, because, well, we'll talk about him.
Go home, Misha. Go home. Yeah, get to do things with your daughters. Get a good trophy husband. You're pretty.
You are. you're pretty and honest. It's, you know, it. If you don't think about who she follows, she seems like a decent person.
The thing about them is I've already kind of written her off as someone I should kind of really care about. He's an absolute troll monster.
Oh.
He's horrible.
Horrible.
He's one of the worst men we've ever had. Again, that's a real rogues gallery. But...
Well, it's the thing of... The religion... I think people use religion in two ways. Either to feel deeper or to feel nothing. And she actually, I think... wants to use Catholicism to enrich her life, to feel deep, to make connections. And he just wants to push everything down and avoid it and not really experience people.
Right. And be...
And just demand...
And be rewarded for following a strict code while everyone else does whatever the fuck they want to do and they're going to burn in hell.
He's just a robot and not a human.
Yep. I agree.
Anyway. But they weren't first. First, we're going to be talking about Gino, you had to go to therapy,
Jasmine.
Gino.
Did you say their title card? This was so dramatic. Jasmine's kind of like flucking around, like looking like she's annoyed.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it was so good. They're going to couples therapy, you guys. And I wrote down, well, now we know where the inventory of FAO shorts went. In this therapist's office.
I knew that was going to bother you and not realize it's for children, clearly.
I get it. But there were shelves and shelves and shelves of toys.
You have a lot of toys if you're a children's therapist. You do have a lot of toys. I've been to therapists. You have a lot. It did look like a very lot, but you...
So you're saying this is normal?
I felt like it was fine. But I was interested in is when... It seems like she probably works a lot with children, so why is she doing couples therapy with Gino and Jazz? Because usually people specify.
So I need to
it
follow
was a lot
this
of toys
up.
Though, but it didn't bother me. But I'm just used to it.
I wrote down, "Wow, that's a lot of toys." I can see a basket.
Yes.
How many toys do children need?
Well, I guess hers need a lot. Maybe she's probably very involved in play therapy.
This, I'm sorry, I have to take issue with this.
It didn't bother me.
I guarantee you I'm not the only person who went, what the fuck is up with the toys?
Well,
I assumed she was like you. I assumed she was a children's therapist. I assumed that.
Yes, maybe it's some sissies that are children's therapists. Wait, send us pictures of how many toys do you have in your office?
And you know what?
I don't mean that to prove you wrong. I mean to possibly prove you right.
I accept 4 to 5 shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Not.
It was a lot.
Like, we're talking Library of Congress style.
Yeah, but think about it. If you were doing therapy on a kid like you, you'd walk in and there'd be a basket of toys and you'd say,
you know,
this isn't enough.
Do you have anything more?
You would ask for so many specific toys
that
therapist would go broke.
You know what?
What?
I would say, I'm going to take what I'm given and deal with that because that's what I need to do.
Little Poodle would have said that?
I wouldn't expect to have the inventory of FAO Schwartz in my therapist's office.
All right. But I think in the Little Poodle book, I think Little Poodle goes to the therapist and wants more toys.
If you're a children's therapist,
that's a good story.
I need to know the actual number of toys you have in your office.
Send us a message
this
or put a group
five,
thing in the Facebook
500 group. To 600 toys.
There's a lot of little figurines.
Yeah.
Yes. Maybe she does collect. I don't know.
It's that I could not stare at anything else.
If she's not a children's therapist, then it's crazy. Then it's fucking crazy. Full stop.
I kept saying, the whole time, I knew it would bother you. I was like, but why would you have that many? Like, it becomes just inefficient after a while.
She actually, I feel like, is probably one of the best therapists we've seen on 90
Day
Fiancé.
I agree.
She's great.
She said so many things that were wonderful, but all I could think of is, did you need to have every Pokemon?
Well, if a kid likes a Pokemon, I mean, think about it. What if your therapist only had half of the Thundercats?
I'm just saying for a space.
Didn't have Eeyore cat or whatever they're
called. What if she had to move into a smaller office?
Well, then you make the hard decisions.
I, I just feel it's not practical.
You need more information. You do. I do too. Because now you got me wondering if she doesn't see children.
My head went immediately there, but I still went, but that's still a lot. Like, and the camera kept panning out, and it looked, and it was blurred in the background, but you could just see like a long, long shelf.
I liked it. I thought there was a lot of figurines, and I thought, oh, you could really have it like identifying kind of archetypes for kids.
Yeah, you kind of made it weird.
Well, y'all, this woman's name is Patricia. Patricia, the family
Patricia.
Counselor. Patricia. And so they get in there, and Gino, Jasmine starts, and
Gino's like, Jasmine makes hurtful comments to me, and she recently told me that she's been seeing her ex-boyfriend socially, and he's moved into his building, and he's rapid fire. He is basically, this is how you can tell Gino is holding back so much that he wants to say.
He is holding back.
And Jasmine, it's interesting, these people can't talk to one another, because Jasmine says, and I just want more intimacy. I'm not satisfied sexually.
I need Gino in my punani. Punani.
And he basically says, he's made comments about my private parts. He was gagging. Do you believe that?
No.
I think that's just...
I don't believe that. I don't believe... Because Gino says, I was... Not that I believe Gino is a truthful person, but he says, I was not gagging.
It felt too far.
No.
Do you think that Jasmine... thought.
You made me feel ugly and rejected, Gino.
Do you think that Jasmine thought that they would come walk in there and a therapist would agree with her?
100%.
Yeah.
That, as I've said before, every time I'm in the room, they think I was going to agree with one of them.
That's what they want. I don't think Gino did.
I don't think Gino knew what to expect.
Yeah.
But that's 100% Jasmine thought, it's a woman. Woman's going to see that he, because she even like, people do this sometimes in therapy, and sometimes it's helpful, but I will sometimes, when people come in and they start talking, like almost they're therapizing themselves and talking about,
issues.
I have abandonment issues because
father left.
I kind of go, okay, this, unless they've had therapy before, that's different. But sometimes it makes me go, okay, this person might not be looking for, coming from a place of curiosity of
they
self,
be right.
But they want to be just validated. Yep. And for her, I'm sick of Jasmine saying that because she keeps saying that she gets triggered and it's so hurtful.
Then do some work on
then
it.
Do some work on it. You know the awareness.
And that's why when Gino said, I just want her, I actually listened to him when he said, I just want her to know that she needs to work on things as well.
Yeah. It really is. It's Gino. It's dealt with so much of Jasmine not compromising on anything.
Yeah.
He's finally like, fuck it.
Yeah.
I'm going to withhold the pee-pee.
And has he been rude to her and cruel sometimes? Yes.
Yeah, he showed the nudes.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
And it's just, though, both of them... Jasmine is what she does is much more kind of playing from both sides and covertly trying to hurt his feelings.
Yes.
But anyway,
she's almost trying to trap him always.
Yeah. The therapist says that vengeance feeling that you have, Jasmine, that's not going to go well. And Gino's like, she said to Gino, You can't make the other person change their behavior. Focus on yourself.
No, well, she also did say, though, to Gino, she said, look, if you try on some of these things that she's asking for, it may help her. I love this. This is a great way to phrase this. When she said, what if you try to do some of the things to make her happy so it helps her bring her best self forward?
Yes. And then she said, and you know what?
That's a great way to say that.
Have a good time. When you have disagreements, you can tolerate them better. What a great suggestion.
If you're always being like, we've got to work on the problem, we've got on the
work. Talking about your relationship.
Let that breathe.
Or like Mike and Natalie, go work on our problems.
Go work on problems. But we don't know what the problems are. Butter.
Someone, a sissy saw him at a game and said he smelled amazing. And I said, what brand
Pass.
Of butter? She didn't say he smelled like butter at all.
Land O'Lakes.
Friends free cream. Just one day and you know what she means.
Bye, Menon.
Menon.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you, so no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies, love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Y'all, we're gonna take a little pause and talk a little bit about Lip.
Lip!
Let's talk about Lip.
Love in Paradise finale.
We meant to do this at the first and we forgot.
Yeah, we did.
So we're just
get to my thing.
We're not going to talk long about this because honestly, not a lot happened.
Yeah.
But this is when we were on vacation.
Because two shows ended.
Two shows ended.
We could not have chosen. I still can't believe they aired two finales.
On the week of July 4th?
On the week of July 4th.
Yeah. Go figure. Not our fault. They'll probably air something on Christmas when we're off again.
I guess, I don't know. Maybe because Bravo didn't air content Monday or Tuesday.
No.
Yeah.
Let's talk about cow patting. Oh, God. Oh, God, I had a baby. Oh, God, what's the baby? Wilson. Well, God, what am I going to do? What a shit. Can't fuck anybody. Oh, God. Oh, God.
I'm really not going to miss that.
Juan Hanks might come back. You never know.
No, there's no reason
for him.
Never
know. Never know.
So, y'all, we're in, she is majorly preggo now, and this is 2 months later, and she said, well, you know what? He's going to go on the cruise, and I have to trust him because I don't have a choice. And she's like, although I do have all his passwords.
All of them.
So, it's interesting. We now know that Juan, up until a couple months ago, was still on the cruise ship.
Yes.
So either this is fraudacity or Juan said, cow patty, I'm sick of Wyoming and the cow shit smell. I need to get back to the cool ocean breeze and being knee deep in pussy.
Or I need to make money.
Exactly.
Because remember, y'all, that whole plot line of the apartments has completely dropped away.
Yeah. And also the idea that she doesn't, because once he comes to the U.S., he can't work.
He can't work.
So it's going to be a one. I think she said she was some kind of marriage and family therapist. I think she was or counselor. At okay. least. So three kids on that income and on one income.
She's not making a lot, especially where she lives. She's maybe making $60,000 a year, and, maybe.
And I promise you, I am certain once he's over there, custody agreement from the first husband's gonna change. Not custody, but definitely alimony.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know how that works.
They're not married anymore, and he's got someone. Doesn't matter if he can't work. I guarantee you, if I was that man, I would not be paying while another man was living with my wife, my ex-wife.
I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I don't have children.
I'm saying that now. Juan needs to work every fucking cruise he can. Because a new baby is cha-ching.
It's expensive. And he still has to finish those apartments.
Yeah. Crap.
So she's meeting him because she's going to go with him on like the last boat trip that she can go on. No, it's not like the boat trip with Cuba Gooding Jr.
This is, you think I was bringing sand to the beach when I took the guy I was seeing to Columbia? This is worse. You're taking your baby mama when there's just eligible women everywhere. And
everywhere.
You know she's sitting at the bar every waking minute.
Just
saying,
yep.
Hey, we're together.
Yeah, every fucking... He made no money on that trip. Well, it actually looks like he took a lot of vacation because it shows him in the pool and they're kissing and all this. I think all you really know that I thought is that they go to the sonogram.
Yeah.
It's shocker. It's a boy. I thought it was going to be a girl.
Did you hear him say all this with, there's some potential problems on the line that I haven't talked about yet. They were never addressed. I don't know. Who knows?
They find out it's a boy. She's a boy mom. And then.
Hashtag boy mom forever. You know how I feel about that.
And then. Although.
Who wants to be a girl mom?
With those three boys, though, she's got a good chance that one's gay.
That's true.
Help her out when he gets older.
It's Dawson. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
The youngest, the baby's named David.
It is David. They kept the D
theme.
David. That's all I really have for them.
But we see the baby's genitals and that's it. That's all she wrote.
That's all she wrote.
April and Valentine. I've got to say this. The funniest thing is when he came in and he's like, bitch, I already broke.
He's like, why am I here? What the fuck?
That was my favorite thing. He's like, say what you need to say, because I kind of thought I broke up with you.
Yeah, I thought we were done. Let's just get down to business.
But I think she's trying to say, no, I don't think we should see anymore. He's like, great.
I think if he would have said, I'm sorry, she would have gotten back together with
100%.
Him. 100%.
I think their storyline, I think this woman is a joke.
Oh, yeah. She just wanted us to say, I broke up with you.
Yes.
To show face. She's this whole thing of you didn't prioritize me. All this bullshit.
I don't understand why she... I this was completely for the cameras. It wasn't even for him to say these things to him.
It was 100% before. As I wrote, she needs to break up, but he already did.
And then she's like, they were going to the airport. I'm almost 40, and I have to start over again. Oh, I'm a doctor.
Y'all will never see her again.
Bye. I'm glad.
Bye, April. Bye.
I wrote down, bitch, he's already banging another rich lady. He's already 8 inches deep.
He's 8 and a half. 8 and a half.
Valentine's going to be fine. And while April's been hanging out with Escott. Have you seen that on social media?
No.
He's been hanging out with Escott.
Who we're about to talk about?
Yes. Who is the thirstiest of all Thundercat human hybrids.
He is. Do you want to talk about them next or them last?
Do you know what Robin from Bloody Day says?
What?
He has all of the facial features of Ron Perlman from Beauty and the Beast without any of the good parts.
Without any of the good parts. That is exactly. That is very well said. That is true.
Oh, Escott. So Liz has decided to flee.
She out, y'all.
He's got these awful wraparound sunglasses on that I want to slap off as soon as I see them. Do you ever have that impulse when someone's wearing something like sunglasses that you just want to slap off of them?
Yeah. But I don't.
Neither
I don't
do I.
really. I just said Neither that to make I. you feel better. I don't ever want to slap
you
things
don't
off
have,
of people.
I have impulse control.
No shit. We got the memo.
Anyway, y'all, he's doing a sob story of, I've been in the Dominican Republic a week, and I've already broken Lydia's heart, and now I've had my heart broken.
Whoa.
And I wrote down, why does everything of this season feel like it's a simulation for you? And you're kind of going
That's
through
a great
everything.
Word, simulation.
It feels like he's in The Sims, and everything is him trying to experience life, but we don't like him enough to actually fight for him or to
I
think
agree.
Anything.
Yeah,
that was the problem this whole season for me. I didn't like any of these people enough to actually give a fuck what happened to any of them. April, are you kidding me? Escott, pass. Cow Patty, nope. I liked Juan.
I liked Juan.
Everson and Jordan? Are you fucking kidding me?
I liked Valentine.
I wound up liking him the most of this whole season.
I did too.
But in the same way.
Not because I wanted to bone me, but because I liked
that's
him.
That's part of it.
It is part of it.
Anyway, y'all, Escott is, of course, wanting to go back to Lydia and talk because production makes him.
ding, ding. Wait, here's the thing. Normally I would say production makes him. In this case, I almost would think it could be his idea.
Possibly. I can
he
see
seems
it.
That delusional.
And he's like, I want to start over with you, Lydia. And she's like, oh. And he's like, but don't get me wrong. I want to be like best. I want to be friends again. And she's like, okay, I see, Scott. She proceeds to systematically destroy him like the best lawyer you've ever seen.
In another language that he doesn't understand.
And an interpreter has to say it.
I mean, first of all, she doesn't know. She finds out that April was there.
Yeah. Tú es una narcisista.
Yeah, una narcisista. She was like, what?
Or una narcisista.
Or not April. Liz Cisco. Went home.
Yeah.
So already,
You don't deserve my friendship. I will rise above all this. Oh, she, like... He is, his face is blistered
it
from
is.
Talking to her. And I loved every minute of it.
Then she stands up and walks away and Scott goes, what? And the translator said, it's kind of clear she's done.
And then she says, let's go. And Scott's like, Do we want to go? She's like, let's go. And the trans is like, no, he should have been you. She didn't mean you.
Done.
No, yeah. Let's go.
You're off the show.
She's like, oh, I thought she meant, no, he didn't mean you. You stay there.
I'm afraid we're going to go see him again.
I think so, too.
He's got, people are going to talk about him.
What about him? Is it men? Is it men who would like that guy?
Possibly, yeah. Men love Big Ed.
It's like that Big Ed mystery. I lack the gene to understand.
Well, Big Ed, they like Big Ed because it makes them feel superior. Makes them feel like he's a laughing stock. So it makes them feel better about their own manhood, virility, all that good stuff.
But he's disgusting.
I know, because they're like, well, I'm not that bad, honey. Look, I could be that guy. And they all, it's so funny. A lot of the straight
straight
guys
are weird.
The straight, not sissies, but like straight men that are, not straight sissies, but straight men that I've talked to that aren't necessarily like in the squad and stuff, sissy squad and
people
all that.
People I don't want to know.
They always talk about his neck with Big Ed and his physical appearance. So I bet with that Scott, it's again, they're like, well, I don't look like Thundercat.
Yeah.
Here's this big, roided up guy. I don't look like that. I feel better about myself.
And he's got such a
I'm not that desperate.
Like, Scott has such a punchable face.
It's the emotional desperation that a straight man who likes to feel better about themselves says, not that.
That's quite sad.
I'm not talking about straight sissies. Y'all are a much more refined
man. I agree.
There's
so few straight men I want to know.
And so the ones many I do, you want to fuck.
And the ones I do want to know, I only want to have sex with.
Oh, you want to have sex with a lot of straight men you don't want to know.
Yeah.
Y'all, it ends with Lydia, as we talked to her. Not only does she walk into the sea, she lays the fuck down.
Doing some type of kind of expiation ritual of burying Scott's love in the ocean. And I was like, this could not be a better audition for The Single Life.
It's wonderful.
And I want it. I want it. I know it's what I want.
What I want. Well, let's talk about Cake Woman in Everton.
This was nothing. And I wrote down, and I really agree, was this ever real?
I'm glad we did a small recap like this, because we couldn't do the whole thing.
Was
it
a business arrangement? Did they just stop being together, and was it always a business arrangement?
It was fraudacity.
I think relationship, it was.
I think it was a lot of recreation.
The woman's call?
I think they were in a relationship before. And they haven't been
agree.
For a long time.
I think this is the fakest thing I've ever seen
and
on the show.
And they're just she'll be on Single Life too.
Because
she sits on cakes and stuff like that. And she's interesting.
One of my favorite
people.
Things is you thought she was in the screen by herself, and she's like, I'm leaving Jamaica, single woman. And it kind of feels good. You know, it kind of feels good. And it cuts to him, and he goes, well, it doesn't feel good for me.
She said it in the same breath.
He's right there.
Right there. Don't talk about me like I'm not here.
She's like, that's because you were like dating the whole time. He's like, well, that's true.
That's true.
And he even says, I'm not going to give up on Jordan. I was like, okay.
I think you should.
Anyway, y'all.
That's all I got.
It was quite a lackluster season. The gays didn't deliver.
No.
Cow Patty wound up flaming out, really. Flaming Patty.
Yeah.
Cow Patty and one flamed out. The others, Jordan and Scott, or Scott and Lydia, really never made an impact.
No.
And Jordan and Everton really never got there. April and Valentine were a joke.
Yeah.
I think this is a real falter.
You know, I mean, I've gone on record to say seasons 1 and 2 were my favorite.
And you were wrong.
And
after
I was
all
wrong
that.
This season. Wow. Thanks for making it about me and my failing.
Did I say that? I just said you were wrong. I didn't say you were an abject failure.
Why do you still have tape on your entertainment system from when you moved here 3 years ago?
Violet and Riley.
Wow. I just noticed that.
So the drawer won't come out when I move it.
I'm going to have to open that Sonos speaker, too. You're never going to set it up.
Stop nagging me.
All right. Riolet. I didn't write much because not much happened. Do you think we're going to get a lot more with them, or do you think they're going to flame out?
Well, next week it shows. I don't think they're filming together. I think he might apologize to her. I'd be surprised if she took him back after this, for a couple of reasons. I wrote down, oh, we're mid-ambush here. And that's what Mary Payne and I called it.
It was really terrible that at this nice dinner, they have this night. Finally, what he's been saying, I just want time with her. And he uses this time with her to fucking get his friend Tiffany to do the dirty work.
Well, and this is the thing. He's like, I don't know. I'm not involved here. You should answer her question. So you didn't want to talk to her, or even if you did not say so, I want you to ask her about this. You knew she would.
Yeah.
And even the, and Violet calls it an interrogation, and that's exactly what it was.
It was.
I will say this. If you love someone, you don't do this to someone.
No, I agree.
This is, you handle this yourself.
I agree.
And you don't let someone who Violet has no connection with.
Never even met.
Yeah. Don't, this is humiliating for someone.
It was a bit of like, although he wasn't, I don't think he knew so much it was going to happen. It was like David and Annie when his daughter.
Yeah.
Like interrogated
Annie. Oh, what a
Annie.
Piece of work.
That was different though, because David, like, at least he acted like he didn't expect for her to do that.
Oh, that's different.
This, and that, so yeah, that's what I'll make the difference. Riley knew exactly what was going to happen when he answered the phone
and
with Tiffany.
And he did not even try to run interference.
No.
Said, answer, talk to her.
Like, and David was trying to stop his, not Riley, nope.
And what's interesting is, I'm like,
holding the gun for the firing squad.
Thank you.
He was.
How is Violet at all accountable to this woman who's not even related to him? Do you remember what he said before when she said, what if your family doesn't like me? And he's like, well, we're married. They have to.
Yeah.
He said that. And now he's going, and now he's saying, so you are now accountable to this woman who is like my sister.
Yeah.
And you have to answer her questions.
Doesn't go good. She's asking about the dating page thing.
I want to say this. It doesn't matter to me whether Violet deleted the app. I think Violet, like all good business people, has a backup plan.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, how many times have her and Riley broke up and on and off?
Exactly. And to say this, and this is what I was talking about by, like I said, Riley's the only one who has feelings in the world. Riley's feelings matter more.
Yeah.
And because, y'all, this is someone, and I was easier on him last week. I'm back on the train of where I'm just like,
I just want to say this. I don't think either party in this relationship is innocent. I don't necessarily, like, he's really gross. I don't think she's an angel.
She's not forthcoming.
And she's not forthcoming. And I don't honestly know if either of them love one another.
What she saw this trip to be, because I don't think they communicated about this. I'm going to propose at the end of this trip if I find out. She said, this is a person who's going to come see me, and I'm going to see if we click. If not, that happens too.
Yeah, I think she felt that.
This
yeah.
was a try. What this was for him, this was, he was coming to sign the lease on the car. That makes her sound like a car.
Mm-hmm.
She She's still test driving. This was the first test drive.
Are you getting a new car right now or something?
No, no. I'm thinking about test driving. I was trying to think about a way to say that with like dick.
Yeah. You're always looking for new dick.
Window shopping. Yeah, just driving by lots.
I wish they had a car. You know, I used a car broker. I wish they had a dick broker. Oh, wait, they do. It's a pimp.
I was going to say,
that doesn't work out well.
But I just find, and Violet, try to say, I deleted this app, but then I forgot the password. And Tiffany's like, no, I don't care. And then this is what one thing I say. So he's basically, he's getting on her back for her family. She's like, so your family can ask me hard questions? And I went, oh, this is revenge.
Yeah, it's revenge.
Because that's what you do with someone you love.
Yeah.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander.
He tries to say it's a two-way street.
Fuck you.
Because they had, I still.
These two people don't love each other.
I still don't.
It's not love.
I didn't feel sorry for him last week, too, honestly.
I did more because of how she talked to him.
But she always talks to him like that.
Yeah.
She says at the end of a phone call, I hate you. Like that, they flip each other off.
Yeah, that's true.
He doesn't say, I love you. So I got to say, I don't feel like, I just thought like, he got upset. And I'm going to talk about this because we had a lot of sissies, Vietnamese sissies, that have messaged us about this.
Even one today.
He called foul on her for not understanding culture as a black man and being talked to like that.
Uh-huh.
I'll be honest. He has a point in what he's saying.
Yeah.
I don't really think, I know I'm speaking out of place because I'm not a black man, but at the same time, I'm like, but you talk to each other shittily. That's part of your relationship.
Yeah.
So it just feels like you want her to understand something. You haven't given her insight into.
Yeah, and you don't really care how she feels. You're always sharing your very important feelings.
Yes. So now, on the flip side of that, you are not taking any liberty to understand Vietnamese culture.
None.
The bluntness of the culture. Like so many sissies say, Vietnamese, they said that you would see them and go, oh, we'll use this to cover up your belly.
Yeah.
It's like, that is just the way the culture speaks and talks.
Yeah.
And the fact that they talked about that, whether it's her fault or his, the fact that he didn't show up with a present is a huge
deal.
Huge deal. And he probably would never be forgiven for that.
Right. And we've had some people say the fact that she would show up with a man who wouldn't bring a present would be talk.
Community talk.
Yeah, exactly.
So which just makes me feel like I think they might be donezo, especially her.
I hope so. I find this guy wants a tiny, submissive Asian wife, and he didn't. He thinks he wants the sparring back and forth, but he really doesn't.
Yeah, I don't even know if he really wants a wife. I think he's always going to sabotage whatever.
I think he hates women, too.
Yeah.
I just have that feeling. It just, everything about women and just trying to give it back to women.
Again, he and Nicola.
Ugh.
They'd be joining that meeting.
That men's rights conference. She leaves, by the way, and she's like, you're a psycho. You're a child.
He's like, bye, bye, bye.
Beat it. If someone ever screams, beat it at me, and we are not in a musical about gangsters, you better be ready. Cover your face, because I'm going to try to throw something in your eye.
Okay, right, we're going to move on.
And hopefully
speaking
it's sharp.
Wonderful men. Let's talk about Misha and Nico, shall we?
Nicola.
Well, she calls him Nico, too.
Oh,
sometimes.
Yeah.
So they had a good time last night. They were dancing. They had a good time.
Post-debauchery.
Yes. Post-uno-cigar. I haven't listened to that episode, but I bet Mary Payne had a lot of opinions about him. One cigarette at New Year's Eve.
I mean, come on. It's one fucking cigarette. Misha, that needs to stop.
This is a good deal. I mean, I guess if you're extreme Catholicism, but that's that kind of beauty of being a Catholic is that you can drink.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay. Like, you can smoke. You can.
None of these things
are considered sin.
This is a kind of aestheticism that is basically doing all these things so you'll be better than other people. that you can feel superior to other people.
Yes.
That's who he is.
Yeah, again, yeah.
Which is so disgusting.
He can feel nothing, just feel superior. Normally we have a drink and we're getting drunk. We used to have pizza and beer parties with Father Hanrahan after Mass.
Did
with
you
the
smoke?
Knights of Columbus. No, I didn't smoke. But I'd have a sip. My mom let me have a sip of beer. But I had pizza and then we just sing to the mountains, sing to the sea. Raise your voices, lift your heart.
How many songs were there?
Let all the earth rejoice.
There can only be like 20, right?
There's a lot. That was my favorite one. They'd play when we'd leave. That meant it was going to be a good week. When Sing to the Mountains came on, I was like, it's going to be a good week, Mama. Jesus loves me.
And now you don't believe in anything.
No, I do. My mother doesn't.
That's true. So y'all, he's showing her where in the Catholic village, here's the Sea of Galilee, Misha, where the Lord walked on water. I wrote down, I feel like this relationship's always going to be a threesome. And not the good kind.
Not the good kind.
It's just him, Jesus, and Misha.
There you go.
Jesus is withholding.
Withholding. But also, y'all, the mansplaining. She knows what the Sea of Galilee. She knows all this. She's read the fucking Bible. She talks about all. But he keeps explaining like he's a fucking. It's not. No, actually, it's not in a tour guide way. It's a way of talking to her like she's some idiot.
Like a child. Yep.
Yeah. Ugh.
They're meeting his friend Wasim, and he's like, Misha, put down that cat. My friend's gonna think you're weird.
I do agree with him that it's like, look. Put down the random cat and meet and show up and meet his friend.
That might have mange.
Just meet his. It was a very cute kitten.
I agree.
But put down the cat.
My mother was terrified that a random animal that I would pet might have mange. Have the mange.
Oh, Jaybird, get away from the. Father Poodle, I'm getting the leash next time. Jaybird's trying to pet a raccoon.
As my mother said, well, you know what? You were on a leash because I loved you.
Wow.
Didn't want anything to happen to you.
What was it like? How old were you when you were wearing, like, what ages?
When my brother was basically, as she calls, she had him on her chest, and I was on the leash.
So you were like two?
Yeah.
So you don't remember standing there, have to get into a leash?
I do not remember. I was like two and a half, maybe
three.
I bet
you were like an excited dog when you're telling your dog that you're going on a walk and they're too excited and you can't get them in the leash.
Oh, it was a lot. Yeah.
You might even be the same way now with your daddy.
I know. He puts me in a leash too.
Stop moving, Jaybird.
Daddy! Am I going to get a spanking later? Anyway, this is when he starts just like, oh, and Wasim's wife comes in. What's her name?
She's so pretty. May.
Gorgeous.
May.
And he's like, well, we've been doing lots of fun things. And she's like, yes, I've shown her many wonderful things.
Many wonderful things. But her room looks like a forest.
She's a mess.
She's just a dirty mess.
And she's like, what the fuck is your problem? And at one point, Wasim says, is he different on the telephone? And she's like, well, it's just, we're just trying to figure it out. And Nicola's like, well, she's crazy about can you believe she wants to tell my mom and my brother about us? I mean, we've only been dating for 7 years.
And Wasim tries to say, well, with your family, you know, and Nicola looks at him and says, leave my family alone.
And he says,
such a deflector.
I don't think this is his real friend. I think this is an extended friend. I don't think Nicola has.
I don't think
friends.
He has a lot of friends because he's. I think because he's again not a human.
Yeah. You keep saying that. Can you elaborate? What does that mean to you? I'm just curious.
I don't think he cares about having deep relationships or connected relationships with anyone.
Okay.
I think he wants to talk at people. He doesn't want to talk with people.
He has no vulnerability, what you're saying.
Vulnerability. Like, so, which to me, that is humanness. And
not all people believe that way.
Well, they're wrong. And
I'm not saying.
I am.
I'm not saying that But I'm saying that is.
But he's this religious robot again. That it's pushing down all these feelings. He doesn't want to feel. He wants to feel nothing. So he's this robot of going through the motions of. You know, we've talked about this a lot of times in people like a Mormon faith or something like that, where it's like the musical.
Book of Mormon?
And the song that they sing. What's that song called? Shut it off, put it down, stick it
turn
in.
Turn it off.
Turn it off.
Well, my thing is, it's not as much, I think it is with, I'm trying to see it from a perspective of a religious person. He thinks he's definitely a human being because he loves God so much. What I'm trying to see this is I think his limited emotional intelligence is tweaked whenever she says something and he's like, but let's give it to religion. So in a way, he doesn't want to be human. He wants to be more like God. And being human is worldly. So I think, in a way, he might agree with you. In this. And so
it is very like, I don't want to deal with it. I don't give it to God. Give it to God.
Right. And he even says, well,
God is going, bitch, I'm tired.
I'm a bottom who's been taking it all night long.
I've been dealing with some shit. We got a lot of floods everywhere. I'm dealing with some bullshit. Figure it out, Nico.
Ukraine is knocking on my door every hour.
Dude, I'm busy.
And the thing about they're trying to, later on, they're trying to talk. And she's like, you know, you just really haven't experienced having a woman around you, and I just ask that you listen to me, and then and the response is, and your response is always, oh, you didn't, you were you, and he kind of laughs,
yeah,
and he laughs at her like just with scorn, and like, he thinks it's funny.
She's so kind,
yeah,
to
really
him
is.
The way she speaks to him, and so thoughtful and so trying to understand where he comes from.
Yep.
Girl, run from this piece of shit.
You're working too hard.
You're working too hard.
And he's giving her nothing.
God is showing you the signs.
I saw two suns when I was vacuuming my house.
Oh, God.
Vacuuming my living room. And then at one point, he says, she's like, anybody can be my fucking tour guide. And he's like, well, what do you want, Misha? Do you want hugs? And
he tries to like, she's like, no, no, no. And then she cries. And that's when he says, I don't know why you're crying.
Because he can't tolerate it.
And I wrote he can't tolerate that. But I also wrote too, I think he hates women too.
Yeah.
And which you've already alluded to because he and Riley are going to go to the
conference. Yeah, they're
going
to go to the men's rights conference.
Yeah.
And anyway, and that's when he makes his comparison to Jesus on the cross who took all the persecution and absorbed it. And then she says, I can't ever tell you how I feel because you blame me. As soon as I tell you that, you blame me for all, and you basically try to crucify me for everything you don't like.
Yes.
So in other words, when she says, I feel this way, the only thing he takes it so personally.
Oh, yeah.
Because he actually can't tolerate any emotion.
Yeah.
So when you have no emotional intelligence, you cannot tolerate anyone telling you how they feel because it feels personal. And so he basically just flips on her and tells her all the things he doesn't like that she does.
He attacks her.
Ugh.
This is love. Do-do-do-do.
And she looks at the camera and is crying. She's like, I don't know how I could have been so wrong. Y'all,
been there, Misha.
Here's the thing. Dogmatism, being dogmatic about anything is never good.
No, it's never, ever good.
It's going to lead you into bad situations with bad men or bad women.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to, and you'll look down a long, dark hallway that you've come and say, how did I get here? And it's through extremism of any type.
Yeah.
It's not going to take you anyplace good. That's the show.
Is the movie Dogma about dogma, at least?
It's not.
What?
It's Kevin Smith.
So baby babbles about not babble and dogma is not about dogma?
It's been a long time since I've seen that. Weren't Matt, I think Matt Damon and Ben Affleck were in that.
I've never seen a Kevin Smith movie.
Of course you haven't. You never even seen Clerks, Chasing Amy?
I've never seen those movies. Ray and Willingham loved all of them, but so I just never, I felt like I'd have to go over there and watch girl movies and then people make fun of me.
Because you'd never seen The Bodyguard three times?
That's the show. Everybody, that's the show.
I'm interested to know what's a girl movie and what's not.
I don't know.
So Kevin Smith movies are girl?
They're not at all.
No.
No, but
they're
made
for dudes.
Yeah, but I had preconceived notions.
Boy, it was say like that again. I'd like to record that and play that back.
You know, I just need love.
Yeah, I need a lot of things.
Y'all, that's the show. It's good to be back. Hope you enjoyed this episode. We're starting off the week. We're jumping right in. You're going to get UK. You're going to get Toe. And jump on that $8 tier and
Lalu.
You can get the second episode of Love During Lockup.
I think people are going to get 5 free episodes this week.
A lot. You get, and if you want these episodes.
Yeah, no, UK. There's more than that.
And UK.
Like 6. That's
nope,
incredible.
This is the week after that.
Oh, no.
They already
mind.
Aired, yeah. But still, if you want all these episodes commercial-free for what, Poodle?
Your pleasure.
Then you can jump on the $8 tier. The whole enchilada tier on RG Plus is, and the $15 tier are ad-free versions. $5 tier is not, but that does give you the binges and all that good stuff. So, and any tier allows you to vote on the Bi-Curious. And if you haven't voted on the Bi-Curious yet, be sure to go on Patreon and Supercast.
You've got about a day.
Yeah. So let us know. All right, everybody. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yes. And remember, when you compare yourself to Jesus Christ and you're suffering, just make sure to call out. And when you're up on the Mount Calvary and you look and say, I can see your house from here. And you can call us. That's a terrible crucifixion joke.
Wow.